Though they never made it to the state tournament, the 2006-2007 Hubbell High School boys basketball team is still coined as the Dream Team by their fans. As a team built on a large number of pure athletes, they would come close to making it to the state tournament in both 2006 and 2007, but lost both sub-state finals in a heartbreaking manner. A player from those teams, Tyler Nielsen, says that both years they lost in overtime on essentially last-second shots. The 2006-2007 season was a special one for Humboldt and their dream team. Their head coach was Craig Ornes, who navigated his team to a 23-1 overall record and a district title. They also won the North Central Conference Championship by going undefeated in their conference play at 18-0. However, what could have been a storybook season came to a close in a heartbreaker during the sub-state finals. The Wildcats played Carroll and Fort Dodge for the chance to go to the state tournament, and in overtime, Humboldt would fall and their season would come to a close. The 2006-2007 Wildcats basketball team was led by first-team All-State selection Alex Tatman and second-team All-State Tyler Nielsen. Tatman would go on to play college basketball at Coe College, and Nielsen went on to play football for the University of Iowa. Other athletes from this dream team who continued their athletics in college include Mike Vout, who also went on to play college basketball at Coe College. Nick Nielsen joined Tyler as a Hawkeye for football. Jared Beebe and Sam Eichen both went on to play football for the University of Northern Iowa. Tatman is the last Wildcat boys basketball player to be named first team All-State. The Dream Team put up 100 points in a victory over Manson Northwest Webster and is so far the last Humboldt team to have broken the century mark in a game. Their 23-1 record ties the record of the 1995 John Westfall-led team that went on to state and placed third. While Tyler Nielsen admits that his memory from high school basketball has suffered over the years, he does have some good memories. One he remembers clearly from the Dream Team season was when the team was facing Clarion Goldfield on the road. He says that during one play, he got a steal and on the fast break, got a dunk. The home crowd got hostile because he hung on the rim and could have received a technical foul. The very next play, Nielsen's brother got a steal and a fast break dunk as well, which really got the already hostile crowd fired up. While the 2006-2007 Dream Team might not have made it to the state tournament, they were still a fun group of athletes that provided the community with plenty of memories. That'll do it for your Humboldt Sports History Today. I'm Donovan Mann.